Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of October 2019. Supreme Court has declined to entertain plea by Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank account holders seeking directions to Reserve Bank of India against putting a restriction on withdrawal of money. The court told the petitioners that they may approach the concerned High Court for relief. Supreme Court has ordered the transfer of Assam National Register of Citizens Coordinator Pratik Hajila to Madhya Pradesh on deputation. However, the bench did not specify the reason why NRC Coordinator Hajila was transferred to Madhya Pradesh. Supreme Court has upheld the Delhi government's March 2017 notification that announced a 37% hike in minimum wages for workers. The Delhi High Court had last year stayed the government notification after several employers in the state argued that the burden of minimum wages and its upward revision would badly affect them. Supreme Court has set aside a Delhi High Court judgment which disposed of a criminal appeal without the record the lower court before it. The apex court was considering an appeal against a Delhi High Court order which upheld the conviction and sentence imposed on a man under sections 498A and 304 of the Indian Penal Code, 1860 by the trial court without the record of the trial court which was lost during the pendency of the appeal before it. Supreme Court has reiterated that the power of review can be exercised by a statutory authority only when the statute provides the same. The court further observed that while setting aside the order of the collector that there is no provision under the Land Acquisition Act, 1894 for review of the award once passed under Section 11 of the Act. Bombay High Court has quashed all letters rogatory sent by the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence to Singapore and other countries in its probe of Adani Group firms for alleged overvaluation of Indonesian coal imports. The court said it did not go into merits of LRs issued by a metropolitan magistrate but found that due procedure had not been followed while issuing them. Delhi High Court has ordered the police to forfeit illegal pressure horns and prosecute owners of such vehicles. The court also asked the cops to continue taking action against vehicles, including two-wheelers which are using pressure horns and silencers. Karnataka High Court has directed the Election Commission of India to clarify whether the process of by-elections to 15 assembly constituencies in Karnataka is stalled at present. The court issued the direction while questioning suspension of the Model Code of Conduct, which was enforced from the 21st of September while declaring calendar of events for by-elections, after the ECI deferred the by-poll date. Telangana High Court has directed the police to file a detailed counter-affidavit in the petition filed by the wives of the two detainees while expressing doubts over the recent arrest of Telangana Praja Front leader Nalama Sarkrishna and Telangana Vidyarthi Vedika leader Vandadi Madaliti that they were not made as per provisions of Section 41B of Code of Criminal Procedure, 1973. Delhi High Court has set aside an order staying proceedings in a defamation complaint filed by Trinamool Congress MP Mahua Moitra against Zee News and its editor in Chief Sudhir Chaudhary in connection with a show on her the 25th of June speech in Parliament. The court set aside the 25th of September decision of the Sessions Court which had put on hold the defamation proceedings against the channel going on before a magisterial court. Kerala High Court has held that banks cannot recover the money withdrawn through fraudulent online transactions from cash credit and overdraft accounts of customers if it cannot be unequivocally proved that the customer was responsible for such transaction. Further, in cases where frauds are established, banks will have to approach a civil court to recover the money from the persons responsible. Special court has sent former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram for custodial interrogation by the Enforcement Directorate till the 24th of October in the INX Media Money Laundering case to facilitate proper investigation in the case to reach a logical end. Further, the court has allowed the ED to quiz Chidambaram for 7 days.